Well, the convener of the Forum for Accountable Governance, Dr. Clementa Park, says the forum has been vindicated by the baseline survey report attributing endemic corruption at all levels of Ghana's judicial system. Responding to the report, Ms. Dr. Park told Radio Ghana that there is the need for the Judicial Council to be more responsive in order to fight the menace.
Well, I think that once and for all, and yet again, there is a report that has come out to confirm what has been known for several years, and something that the Forum for Governance and Justice came into prominence on. We started because some four lawyers had made the case that there was corruption in the judiciary, at which point there were attempts to penalize them by members of the legal fraternity. Since then, we have had the tendency to be the place that victims of judicial corruption have come to report, and the issue really runs the whole length from the police stations where people who are aggrieved go to complain, to the court clerks hiding dockets and causing delays, or for that matter engineering the disappearance of dockets, from lawyers using their knowledge of the court system to defraud their own clients, to judges taking money and other incentives to declare cases in favor of those who have the capacity to pay, to justices who have been found who have been complicit, and rather than prosecuting them and putting them in jail to serve as a deterrent, what has happened is that they are simply dismissed only to go home and enjoy their booty, or they are asked to resign. Now, when you have a system like this, you can't expect the people to have any confidence when they know and they have participated in processes that gives them reasons not to believe that they can get redress in the court system. So we have prescribed a solution. We have called on the Judicial Council to institute hearings across the length and breadth of this country. Allow the citizens of the Republic who have been defrauded through the justice delivery system and by those who are supposed to help them seek justice to bring forward their grievances, expose them, and get immunity so that we can begin to hold those who are corrupting and continue to corrupt the justice delivery system accountable. We have also argued that it is important that the justice delivery system and the Judicial Council begins to exact punitive measures against judges and magistrates and lawyers who use their positions to extort monies as a way of determining the outcome of case. So rather than just causing them to be dismissed and to resign, we can send a signal. If a judge who has been found to be corrupt, a magistrate who has been found to be corrupt, is prosecuted in broad daylight and sent to jail, if we can begin to take these practical steps, we would then begin to see a reinforcement of the confidence of the people in the system, and those who are in the system will begin to know that there is going to be a very humiliating punishment for them to pay if they don't act as per the dictates of their legal profession. These are the practical ways to deal with a very corrupt justice delivery system, which is very difficult to prove that it is corrupt, but we know that corruption is taking place.
Mr. Park, in situations like this, what suggestion do you have, apart from what you have given first, to the Judicial Council that we could institute to make sure that even superiors who do this are taken on?
Well, to be honest with you, I think that the Judicial Council has not been very responsive. Even if it has, it has been very slow in terms of the advocacy that the Forum for Governance and Justice and other entities have brought forward. Look, the truth is that in 2003, under then President Kufuor, a parliamentary subcommittee, I believe it's called Subcommittee for Justice, conducted a series of sittings across the country, and they compiled a report which outlined most of the issues that the Attorney General's own committee report is beginning to indicate.
Dr. Park also suggested the standardization of punishment, as that is the only way to bring equity into the system and gradually win the confidence of the public.
I think that what else we can do is to let the people know that in spite of the fact that it may be intimidating, and most of them even fear for their lives because they know that people who tend to be within the judiciary have the capacity to influence the outcome of cases or even cause them to be in jail or even to face the death penalty, we must let the people know that they should not be intimidated. They should come out publicly. They should expose corrupt officials in the justice delivery system. And if we can do that through educating them on their rights and their responsibilities, allowing them to know that the judiciary is not above reproach, but it is only there because the Constitution says that justice is of the people, and the judiciary is there to represent the people's need to seek and to get justice. I think what we need to look is to see whether there can be some type of standardization that we can expect some some basic kinds of punishment, we can have the grading system in place where, depending on the type of crime and the magnitude of the crime, we can expect certain levels of punishment. Somebody is caught stealing a tube of yam, and that person is sent to jail for about 5 years. And then you have somebody who commits a heinous act of rape or even an armed robbery that may have cost a life, walks, or at least gets maybe 2 years in jail. That cannot be fair. So there are definitely matters of equity. Unfortunately, it seems to be the case that those who turn out to get the short end of the stick tend to be the vulnerable in society, the less educated, and those that we should be protecting sadly seem to be the people who are again victimized by the very same justice delivery system which should support and protect the interests of the most vulnerable in society.
That was a convener of the Forum for Accountable Governance, Dr. Clement Apar.